All right, ladies and gentlemen, the man, the myth, the legend is now entered the building. We are going to be calling this meeting of the California State Senate, Senate and Governance Committee, Governance and Finance Committee together. It's been a long day. This is our evening edition. We welcome you. We're going to first look to my left, Senator Morlock. Senator Morlock, have you officially brought the margaritas?
And Solace's favorite, too.
Hey, there we go. Fantastic. I like it. Hey. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have one bill, which is AB 166, that Mr. Salas is going to be presenting. We have a quorum. Why don't we establish that with Ms. Lanchester and a roll call vote, please.
McGuire.
Here.
McGuire present. Nguyen.
Here.
Nguyen present. Bell.
Here.
Bell present. Hernandez. Hertzberg. Lara. Morlock.
Present.
Morlock present.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, so without further ado, I'm going to turn it over to the good Assemblyman to be able to present the bill. We'll then bring it back to committee after public comment. Assemblyman, the floor is yours, and we welcome you, sir.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair and Senators. AB 166 is narrowly defined to help protect working families. We took that into consideration when we came up with the exemption for those working in poor families, and with that, I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you so much. Why don't we see if we have any feedback from any of you who are here tonight. We welcome any individual who would like to be able to come speak in support. We're going to ask those individuals who are speaking in support to please keep your comments to 3 minutes if you're a primary or just
support.
Okay.
Sorry.
Hey, there we go. Anyone else who would like to be able to speak in support of the bill, we welcome you to come forward at the time. Anyone else in support of the bill to please advance? All right. We're going to welcome those who are now opposed to the bill to please come forward. We're going to have one individual who will be the primary. So who would like to be our primary spokesperson?
Okay.
And then we're going to ask each individual to be able to give, yes, please, if you don't mind coming forward. Then other individuals, if you don't mind, just stating your first and last and your organization and position. Welcome, sir, to the committee.
Good evening, Mr. Chair, members. Thank you. Is this on here?
Yes, sir.
We can see you.
All right.
Floor is yours, sir.
Rob Grossklauser with the County Recorders Association of California. First off, I'd like to say that we appreciate the Assembly members' recognition that Senate Bill 2 can ultimately end up being a burden on California's working families with the $75 impact. So we agree with his intent to alleviate that through a hardship provision that's outlined in 166 in general. Unfortunately, however, the way that the bill is structured administratively, we have some significant concerns. Specifically, we do not have information from individuals who wish to record refinances, such as federal and state tax information. We are not privy to loan documents. In addition, the refund scenario as articulated in the bill is something that's problematic from an accounting perspective and is something that we're not prepared to actually determine if it applies, i.e. county council would have to. So if we were to propose something else, we'd propose something similar to what's in place for our current system, which is an affidavit on the front end form. I think it's FW001, which allows folks to self-attest to the fact that there would be a hardship for court fees on the front end. And so if that was the approach, we'd suggest that that be in place of 166. With that, respectfully opposed. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Welcome, sir.
Mr. Chair and members, Mike Belode on behalf of the United Trustees Association. Consistent with Mr. Grossklauser, we understand the humanitarian, you know, the really sensible idea of getting hardship money back to people. There are serious logistical problems, though. The way this money will be collected and remitted and then to try to get it back is, as he indicated, very, very complicated. I'd raise one more thing, and we're not unmindful about what it means to try to amend the bill now. We get it. But what you're talking about now is a hardship for low-income folks who are refinancing their house. This is part of the problem with SB 2. You're collecting money on a whole range of real estate documents, including notices of default and notices of sale for people in foreclosure. Now, these people are going to be attempting to save their homes from foreclosure, and they will have to pay all costs associated with the notice of default and notice of sale in order to reinstate their loan. That includes the recording surcharge. It would seem to me that you might want to consider that if anyone is in hardship, in with this recording surcharge, it's foreclosure people. Those are people in danger of losing their homes. So if you're talking about who's in hardship, it seems to me of all of the real estate documents, and there are hundreds which are eligible for recordation, the people who are really having a hardship are people in foreclosure. For that, I guess, understanding what it means, we would suggest amendments to the bill.
Thank you so much. We now will welcome other individuals who would like to be able to come forward and state your opposition along with your first and last. Mr. Wolf, it's good to see you, sir, and thank you for hanging with us so late.
Mr. Chairman, of course. It's always good to be here this evening. David Wolf, the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, would just completely align my comments with Mr. Belote and ask for a no vote.
Thank you so much, Mr. Wolf. Good evening.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, my name is Craig Page of the California Land Title Association, and I represent the title insurance industry. We also have a number of concerns that obviously, in terms of how we'd even implement this program and refund back to consumers, and so we're in opposition as well.
Thank you so much. Mr. Brown.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Louis Brown on behalf of the Community Associations Institute California Legislative Action Committee in opposition. Thank you.
Thank you for being here, sir. Good evening.
Matthew Hardy with the California Business Properties Association. This is a tax on top of a fee. We oppose.
Thank you so much. Would anyone else like to speak who may be opposed to this bill to please advance at this time? Last call. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to be able to turn it back to the committee for any questions or comments that committee members may have. Please, Senator Hertzberg.
Looking at page 3 of the measure, and it says a property owner may request a hardship refund of the fee imposed pursuant to this section if she or she files a claim with the county recorder in which the fee was collected that certifies under the penalty that he or she satisfies both the following, and then it lists what they satisfied. I gotta tell you, this is for $75, or this is whatever these fees are. What worries me, honestly, because first time I looked at this, to be very frank, because it is. Are you kidding me? This is like the file a document, and you got to put the money. If you have a hardship and you're in bankruptcy or whatever the case may be, it's one thing to waive the fee if you sign under the penalty of perjury. I don't got to pay. But now I got to file a document and wait 6 years for the government to come back and write you a check or to write you a document you filled it out wrong, right? It's like if you're in trouble financially or if you're poor, what we don't do in government, you've heard me more and more talk about, is to create an interface to make it super simple for folks to get their job done. We had a situation here some years ago where we had the implementation of the welfare stuff, and it took 43 pages to figure it out. We finally got people to apply when it was a postcard. So, I mean, I'd have no I think the process is a good process, and fine, if there's a hardship, you should be able to waive it. I've been dealing with that with driver's licenses for years, and I just talked about that on the floor. I'm all for it. But this is just another paperwork on a paperwork, and who's going to – my question is, if you have any insights on this, I mean, I've applied for stuff before, and it sometimes takes 6 months to get back. If you need the money to pay for your family, you can't afford the $75, and you need to go out and buy a kid a new pair of shoes or to pay for dinner that week, you got to advance it and then hope that at some point, because if you're gone and you're moving, now you how are they going to get the forwarding address? I mean, this is, to me, concerning. I just like to get a waiver of it up front. I'm for the policy. I'm just worried about the reality of the implementation of the process.
Well, thank you.
If you have any thoughts on that, I'd love to hear them.
Please. Mr. Sals, do you mind responding to Senator Hertzberg?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And those were actually concerns that I raised as well, Mr. Hertzberg. I did. When we first drafted up, was simple and it was just a waiver.
So who's up front? Well, government bureaucrat who wanted to
of course,
the process?
There's always enough blame to go around for everyone. But I do agree with you that we should make sure that these families that are in these financial stresses, that they do receive the money, and they receive it in a timely manner, and that we do it fairly quickly. I don't know if that would be an oversight here, or maybe it's something that we make sure.
Yeah, but it should be in the law. Why can't you just say that the refund has to be in 72 hours, or whatever? You'll get in trouble for that, too, or whatever, so they get the money, or that the clerk has a checkbook and writes you a check right then. I'm not suggesting that's the answer, but somehow respect the lives and the complexity of these people. You could say we could do it in the hearing, oy vey. So now we've got another hearing with more government stuff. All I'm trying to do in everything that I'm trying to do is to interface a way to to, especially in a world where everything is mobile and instantaneous, to get people taken care of quickly. Because when you work with government and they're frustrated, they lose confidence. And my objective is to try to create as much confidence in government. So I'm for you on the process. Absolutely. I mean, on the end game. Correct. I'm still worried that we're not going to really get there.
Yeah, and I look forward to maybe working on you and trying to help come up with that solution or to craft that as we move forward.
Thank you so much. Senator.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Assemblyman Salas. I appreciate what you're trying to do. It was a bad bill, speaking biasly. Should have never voted for SB 2. But I served as a department head for 12 years, and we had I was a county treasurer. So it's kind of silent on a lot of things. So you kind of build an internal list on waiving penalties. We want to empower our employees. So you want to get it done immediately. You don't want to go through a laborious process. Mm-hmm. And I don't see that in the bill. I don't see how you empower employees at the time of the transaction to say, okay, boom, you qualify. You know, let's not even charge you so you don't have to go through a process. So because of that, the term I've heard a few times, it isn't cooked enough, so I'll be opposed. But I'm a big fan.
Thank you, Mr. Warlock, and I appreciate your fanness. How about that? But I'm also a fan of actually everyone on the dais. What I will say is one of the things that we did talk about when crafting the language was not to be as prescriptive that we didn't allow some of these other mechanisms that will allow a quicker reimbursement to actually occur. So something that we're hoping to do maybe in the regulatory process, something that you brought up and also Senator Hertzberg. So in a way, we can allow the regulatory and the agency to actually come up with that process. If they don't, then we could always, it's always under our purview to introduce another bill to help rectify that or if we see another way that should be fit and put that in statute. But right now, it is left up to the regulatory process and to the agency and to the governor to help implement this.
Well, what happens is inconsistencies, and I've had this. Well, L.A. County waived it. And you get it in your face. Like, well, that treasurer, took care of my problem. What's wrong with you? And then you've got treasurers that go overboard, and they get indicted for giving too many refunds. So, I would be as precise right up front. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Bell.
Well, when you record a refinancing, there's all kinds of fees and charges and stuff that you have to do just because you're recording a refinancing. So you're paying a lot of fees for the documents and so forth and so on. Plus you have professionals prepare those documents, title companies, real estate, lawyers, et cetera. It seems to me that if we want to do some kind of, we can call it a discounted fee, if you want to say it that way, some kind of, that the recorders and those people that deal with refinancing can help us figure out if this bill passes, can help us figure out an expeditious and simple process to accomplish what you're trying to do to discount this fee for low-income individuals. So my opinion is this could be worked out. I'm very familiar with court fees. Mm-hmm. Court fees are increased on a routine, regular basis. I mean, there are fees for all kinds of things that just go up every year we used to have a fee ordinance at the county when we did this, so it would be like a fee ordinance and everything, including we used to have dog licenses. We don't anymore, but, we'd have fee increases for everything, including documents, all kinds of other things. So to me, I think I would like to see, I'm for the discounting, if you want to call it that. But I think it could be we get some people together, figure, once we get this going, then the whole issue is really about SB 2, and we have people that don't like that. So, let's be honest about it. So that's what we're doing here. So let's be honest about it. That's what's going on here. This stuff can be easily figured out, in my opinion.
Yeah, can I?
So be honest about what we're talking about. So I move approval of this, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. We have a motion on the floor. I'm going to go to Senator Moorlach and then Senator Hertzberg with additional comments.
Assemblyman Salas, how many recorders are elected?
I'd imagine every county.
Well, 58.
58 counties. No.
Real fast, Mr. Morlick, Rob Gosser with the Recorders Association. Most recorders are elected, but if you are appointed, it's up to the county. Big examples would be L.A., Santa Clara, and Sacramento.
Okay, well, I'm going to be a little cynical on behalf of your association. This money is not going to the recorder, so it's not going into their budget. So if you're in a small county and you're elected and you know everybody and they know you, then it's going to be real tough to even charge the fee. So you might even want to work on the other end. But I still remember the story of the treasurer of Inyo County where Mrs. Brown, who's in her 80s, failed to pay her property taxes on time, so she got a 10% penalty. So she goes to the Board of Supervisors and says, I got a 10% penalty. Supervisor X says, let me pay it, because we're neighbors, you know. So you got all these things, and I would just say you're going to have some other issues with this fee altogether, and that's all I'm going to say. Thank you. Yeah.
No, I appreciate that, and I think, you know, you said earlier, too, we're trying to help those families that are working really hard, and you know, they're working poor in California, and that's really, we want to make sure that they're exempted and they could try to stay in their homes and they keep their homes. And that's really what we're trying to do here.
Thank you so much, Senator Hertzberg.
Yeah, maybe kind of pinging off of what Senator Bell said, maybe a way to try to make this thing work if the chairman of this committee and maybe the chair of local government or whatever the other relevant committee in the other house is could maybe do a joint letter to each of the 58 counties the clerks that says if this A passes the committee and if it gets signed into law, and just kind of give what we often do to the file, letter of intent, that basically says, look, you know, we understand it's a refund. It only has meaning if it's quick. Do you want it, if it's, we're going to watch this early in the year. If it happens quickly, thank you very much for being a great public servant. If you're molasses, we're going to introduce legislation and, you know, change up the game here to make sure that this happens. I mean, the reality is, look, it says you got a refund. I just paid my taxes and some property I own in Thetford, Vermont, and I overpaid, and I got the money back, hand-signed a check in 3 days, because there's not very many people in Thetford, Vermont. But don't worry, it's on my disclosure statements. But in any event, you know, because that's the way they work in small towns. That's the way it works. Speck it out, Pine County, that's going to be the case. But in other big counties, they're going to bellyache and tell you all the reasons why it can't get done. So maybe if you did that, it might be helpful rather than getting another piece of legislation that mandates them to do something else. You know, and it plays into what Senator Bell's talking about.
Yeah, thank you so much. Senator Hertzberg, Senator Bell.
Well, I think it's right. We could this could be not just this particular discount, because it was, you know, you're doing a discount. I'd be happy to work with the people as well to streamline the whole, you know, clunky court recording process. That's something we can work with the recorder and, you know, make it easier for everybody. And, you know, that's, you know, something that I've been hearing complaints about for a ton of years, because my dad was a titleman for 55 years. My dad was a titleman for 55. He was a master titleman. So he used to complain about all the courthouse stuff. So I think we can work on this. It can be streamlined and probably save everybody a lot of time and money. You know? Okay.
Thank you so much. We do have a motion on the floor. I just have some quick comments. Simon, I appreciate all your work on this, because I think this is an important issue to be able to address within the bill, on the larger bill in regards to SB2. I think the bottom line on this one is that this is most likely going to require some cleanup here in the next calendar year, candidly. As you're moving in, I just want to say how grateful I am for all of your work on this. I think one of the items that we'd like to be able to do is continue to be in touch with you, to be able to, and obviously the recorders, to be able to figure out how this is going to be implemented and what this looks like in regards to rollout. So we are going to be, we'd like to be able to keep in touch. And if that also means that we need some type of oversight hearing here sometime early in 2018, we may need to be able to do that to be able to talk about if this bill were to get out here today when it comes to implementation and what challenges we have. Because I think the other piece that we have some concerns over is being able to identify within county land, who would qualify, because at times the specific department may not have that information. So long story short, also understand that we need to be able to move on this issue because it is a righteous one, right, for many here in California. But I think that we're going to probably need to come back here in the first part of 2018 to have another conversation about rollout. With that, we do have we have a motion on the floor by Senator Bell. I'm going to let the Assemblyman to be able to bring his close.
I just respectfully ask for an aye vote, and I look forward to working with each of you on the dais as we move forward, should this move forward.
That's great. Thank you so much. So with that, Ms. Lanchester, if we could do a roll call vote, please. Oh, my goodness, I apologize. Always need to give the motion. This is a due pass to Transportation and Housing to Senator Bell. Ms. Lanchester, roll call vote.
McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Wynn?
No.
Wynn, no. Bell?
Aye.
Bell, aye. Hernandez?
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Hertzberg?
Aye.
Hertzberg, aye. Lara?
Aye.
Lara, aye. Morlock?
No.
Morlock, no. 5-2.
It is currently a 5-2. The bill is out. Thank you so much, everybody. We'll be back with you tomorrow for most likely our final hearing of the legislative year.